Hey, it's Amy. I wanted to jump on and do a quick podcast about it's safe to spend money. It is safe to spend money. It is safe to spend money. In case you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. And one of the things I help people with is clean up their limiting perspectives around money so they can welcome prosperity into their life. And so if you are ready to heal your relationship with money and tap into your inner millionaire, if that's what you're being drawn to, then I would love to support you in creating that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And check out that massive result intuitive coaching package, the one-year option. All right, let's talk about being millionaires. I got some notes for you somewhere. I'm going to dig it up. First and foremost, it is safe to spend money. It is safe to spend money. And I want you to start telling yourself that it's safe to spend money because I will make the choice to spend money on things that I love and enjoy. And if I'm finding that I'm not loving and enjoying it, either I'm going to let it go or I'm going to find a way to love it. So maybe there's a bill in your life. Maybe it's a utility. And every time you see the bill, you're like, ugh, right? But if you can find a way to love that bill, to appreciate that bill, to know that bill is serving you well, you will find a way to come up with the money for it. So it is safe to spend money. I also want you to take on the belief that you are great with money, that you make good choices with money. And from there, you'll start to see that, yes, in fact, it is safe to spend money. You know, I've said this many times on this program. When it comes to money, we have so many limiting beliefs around them that we've just picked up. It's just as a society, we just say these wacky things about money. And most of the time, the opposite is true. And so one of them is that, oh, you can't spend, you have to restrict, you have to save. Nothing good comes from that. Does anybody ever feel good if they've been really restrictive around money to either save or pay down debt? And so there's a concept in Rich as Fuck by Amanda Francis that I think is really great. She talks about it. Also, who's the minister? I can see him in my mind's eye. Reverend Ike talks about overflow. And Michael Bernard Beckwith also talks about overflow. And what that means is that instead of restricting money, you start seeing it as circulating money, and you have the ability to both circulate money and spend, you know, of course, spend money because that's a part of circulating money, but also pay down debt as well as save as well as earn more. And so if you can start to tap into the energy of overflow, what would that mean to you if you lived in overflow? Right now, take a moment. If there was always more than enough, and more than enough just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. And the more you release the belief that you have to restrict yourself around spending or that spending is bad, more and more money will come. And every time you spend money, then 10 times that amount will find its way to you. What would that feel like? Feel that feeling now. Allow that feeling to be a part of your everyday experience because it is, in fact, safe to spend money. Now, I know for me around spending money, I can get anxious, like the grocery store can easily be anxiety city for me. And what I found with my workaround is now I do my grocery shopping online. Thank you, pandemic, for that one. And in that process, I got more and more comfortable with spending money. Now, if I go to put an order in and I'm feeling tight and like, oh, I want this, but I can't have this and I got to stay within this budget, I know to just stop. Even if I really need food, I just stop and I say, okay, not right now. I'm not going to put that order in right now. I'm going to wait till I feel good about spending money. Today I ran an errand and I stopped myself in front of the door. This woman's looking at me like I'm nuts. And I said, okay, I'm going to spend this money. And I need to feel good about it because I was starting to feel like anxious, like, oh my God. And I was anxious about some other things, but I was associating with swiping my card. And so I stopped and I said, okay, okay. And I talked myself into a new belief so I would feel good about swiping my card. It's all up to you. It's not happening outside of you. The energy of money flows through you. And so you get to choose what you believe. You get to choose what you do. You get to choose how you're going to feel. And yes, there are lots of beliefs out there that say, oh, you need to do money this way, and money can't happen this way, and this is what good people do around money. If that doesn't work for you, find a system, a perspective, a way of being with money that works for you, where you win always. And I'm not talking about just going out and spending like willy-nilly, crazy, oh my God, over the top, maxing out your credit card. I'm saying if you're going to max out your credit card, make sure everything that you spend money on feels good and true and right to you. It is safe to feel good about money. It is safe to believe that you can earn consistently and plentifully. It is safe to believe that you are great with money. It is safe to believe that you can still buy what you want, earn a lot of money, pay off debt, save, do it all at the same time. And the more and more you can stretch your consciousness to believe that you can do it all, the more that reality will show up for you. So let the goal be that you're willing to receive excess amounts of money, that you're allowed to receive way more money than you need. Way more money. And if you're having trouble with needs, I know a lot of people can hold a perspective where all their needs are met, but they can't allow themselves to have any more. So then shift need out and say, I'm allowed to receive more money than I could use. And I will find a way to use it. Now, a common belief that comes up is that, oh, I'll make a mistake with the money. So then play with the numbers. This is something I told a client today, and it's something that I do every night while I'm watching TV, is if there's an amount of money and I'm finding myself like, oh, I don't want to misspend it, I'll go through and say every little teeny tiny penny where it's going to go. And I make a list, and I make a list, and I make a list, and I make a list. And in that process, I'm affirming the belief that I can have excess amounts of money, and I will do a good job with that money. And even if you don't do a good job with the money, forgive yourself and say, oh, there's more where that came from. There is more where that came from. I get to feel good about money. You will prosper from the place where you can feel good about money. So I want you to make a list in your journal, your favorite things to spend money on. And even if you've never spent money on it, put it on the list. And I want you to reclaim your relationship with money. It is your relationship. And then I want you to write a love letter to money. Write a love letter to money. And tell it everything that you feel. Good, bad, ugly. Just tell it. Tell it how you feel. Money. This. And as you read over that letter, you'll start to get a sense of what your vibration is around money. And if there's anything in that vibration that would keep money from flowing to you, meaning if money were a person and you said that to money, would they still want to be your friend? Would they still want to show up for you? Then those are the thoughts you need to clean up. If you're telling money it's bad, if you're telling money you're scared of it, if you're telling money, so again, let's imagine that it's a person. If you're telling a person you're scared of them, they're not going to want to hang out with you. Same goes with money. If you're telling a person, oh, I don't trust myself around you, if it's a, you know, relatively decent human, they're going to be like, oh God, I don't want to be around you, right? I don't want that guilt, you know? And money doesn't want your guilt, and it doesn't want your shame. It's just energy, and those are just beliefs. And you can always change what you believe and the way you think, and therefore the way you feel, and then the actions and words that you say. So be willing to trust yourself around money. Trust that you can spend money. Trust that you can feel light around money. Trust yourself that you can be enlightened around money. Trust that you can feel the feeling of it being payday every day. I haven't brought that one up in a while. That is a feeling, right? You know, you get your paycheck in the bank and you're feeling all powerful, amazing. Feel that feeling every day, even if your checking account is overdrawn. And then have a conversation with yourself if your checking account is overdrawn. Have a conversation with yourself and say, hey, it's okay. It's going to work out. Don't feel bad. Talk to yourself like you are a child and you're caring for yourself. We are so mean to ourselves around money, and then we wonder why we continue to repeat the same patterns, why money doesn't seem to flow to us in the way that we want, no matter how many affirmations we say. And so it comes from deciding that you're going to be kind and loving and respectful to yourself around money. And you're going to stop panicking around money, and you're going to stop believing that you can't spend it or you got to save it or it's irresponsible or that purchase isn't right. Now, with that being said, some purchases aren't going to be right for you. And only you will know that. And only you can hold yourself accountable to that. And so let's say you did spend some money and you realize, you know, that was not for my highest and greatest good. First, I want you to ask yourself, are you sure? Are you just feeling a little buyer's remorse? And if so, take it back. Or if you can't take it back, just forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Say, hey, I was making that purchase under this mindset and I wasn't looking at things clearly, and it's okay. God forgives me. I forgive me. We're all good. Right? Money gets to be your friend if you allow it to be your friend. Money gets to be your ally if you allow it to be your ally. Money gets to flow to you if you allow it to flow to you. And I'm saying these words, and I know if you've been struggling with money, they probably, you hear them like consciously. Your logical mind is like, I want to believe this woman so badly. Go into your subconscious and look what's going on there. What beliefs are you holding that you are unwilling to believe that money can be your friend, that money is on your side? I know logically you get it. Let's look at the subconscious and look at some programming. What did they say about money in your household? Was there not enough? Well, that doesn't need to be your reality, and you just need to decide, hey, that doesn't need to be my reality. I get to think something differently. I get to believe now in this moment that money is always on my side. And everybody has their own little tricks around money and beliefs and ways they found it to make it work. That doesn't mean that their method is going to work for you. So it is your job, your divine responsibility, to figure your money game out for you. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. But again, it is your responsibility, your divine right, the expectation of spirit, that you are going to figure out a way to work with money so it feels true and right to you. Okay, that's my show on money. There is no secret to money other than what's inside of you. So be willing to get very intimate with your thoughts, your beliefs, your words, your actions, your feelings around money. And know that money can flow to you with ease the more and more and more you start to believe and hold on to the idea that money can flow to you with ease. So what I would recommend for shifting some beliefs around money, I love Rich as Fuck. And you might need, it's by Amanda Francis. You might need to read it 3 or 4 times to really grasp all that she's explaining to you. It's very much a modern day Think and Grow Rich, in my opinion. And I've read like a gazillion books on money and taken every course under the sun. But she really breaks it down. But a lot of the concepts she's bringing up are far out, because we, again, have been taught to have such restrictive beliefs around money. So be willing to tap into a new energy. I think Reverend Ike is good too. Watch some Reverend Ike YouTube videos. You Are Creator's YouTube channel has some great affirmations. I just play them in the background of my life. But here's the thing with affirmations. Affirmations serve a purpose, right? And they can raise your energy frequency. But to really get into the frequency of being a millionaire, of being able to spend freely, pay down your debt, save, live in the great house, pick the great school district, do all the things that you want to do, you're going to have to clean up the limiting beliefs. And that is something that I can help you do. We can do a lot of it even in a session. I have if you did book a single session with me and you write in the comments or in the notes section for your appointment that it's to talk about money, I will start sending you some pre-homework so you can start doing some work around it. So when we get on the call, we can get things cleaned up really quickly and get you in the vibration where money can flow to you with greater and greater ease. I had a client do a session like that with me, and she's like, Amy, like within an hour of getting off the phone with you, I manifested all these sales in my business. So I know it works if you work it, and you have to work it. You have to work it. You have to work it. Being frustrated and angry and, it's not working for me. And why is it not working? I get it. Believe me, I've been there. I've been on my knees crying about money many, many times in my life. And what I've figured out is that it's a lot easier than we think, but it's also a lot more challenging because we really have so many junky beliefs about money, and we have to just clean them up and clean them up and clean them up, and not just clean them up, but clean them up in a way in which we are setting ourselves up to be successful with money. So you have your own little unique workings mindset around money, and some of that stuff is probably not working for you. And so be willing to sit down and explore moment by moment, manifestation by manifestation, what's going on in your consciousness around money. And you will get to a place, and you will get to a place, and you will get to a place where you start to maintain a consistent vibration around money. And then it'll be easier and easier and easier to welcome larger and larger sums of money into your life. Now, if you are a person that does want some big numbers, go for those big numbers and start working on it now. Start rearranging your consciousness so big numbers are just natural and true and right to you. And when I say big numbers, millions. If you want millions, instead of just dreaming about it in this wishful, I wish I could make that happen, start dreaming about it in a way in which it is real and it is already a reality. How would you live as a millionaire? How would you live as a millionaire? How would you live as a millionaire? And start living that way. Where would you shop? What would you buy? How would you use that money? And write it down 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 and write it down. And then your intuition will start to fire and say, hey, go talk to this person. Hey, join that business group. Take action on that idea you keep having. And then you will see money is truly and 100% on your side all the time. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're interested in working with me, please consider my services. Visit my website, and they're all listed there for you. If you listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. If you want to do some work on your own, please consider signing up for my newsletter. Every week I send 2 intuitive messages to help you intuitively coach yourself. And follow me on Instagram, Amy Yancey, an intuitive coach. I think it's Amy Yancey, intuitive coach. If you type in Amy Yancey, you'll see intuitive coach come up. I love you. I want you to be happy around money. I want you to be prosperous around money. I want you to have everything you deeply desire. It is possible for you. Even if you've been working at it a long time and you haven't seen a result, I promise you it is possible for you. So please don't give up. Just keep willing to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the process, and you'll see, oh man, I'm rich. Until next time, take care of yourself. Goodbye.